శ్రీ శుద్ధానంద భారతి, ది ఓపెనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది హార్ట్. శుద్ధానంద భారతి 1897-1990 వాజ్ ఎ పేట్రియట్, పోయెట్, రైటర్ అండ్ యోగి ఆఫ్ ఇమ్మెన్స్ కరేజ్, హూ వాజ్ డ్రోన్ టు స్పిరిచువాలిటీ అట్ అన్ ఎర్లీ ఏజ్. హీ రిసీవ్డ్ ది డివైన్ గిఫ్ట్ ఆఫ్ పోయట్రీ అండ్ లెటర్స్ అట్ ది ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ 8. After meditating at the Chidambaram temple, following which he broke into spontaneous song. Proficient in many languages, he authored the work Ramana Vijayam 1931, which was Sri Bhagavan's first biography in Tamil. His visits to Sri Bhagavan furthered his divine aspirations, and by Maharishi's grace, Sudhananda was absorbed into that from which all things arise, in which they have their stay, and into which all is merged, the heart. In an article titled, He Opened My Heart, reference, Ramana Smriti, chapter 2, page 10, Sudhananda describes his first meeting with Sri Bhagavan. During my dynamic silence of 30 years, about 5 years were spent in going from saint to saint, ashram to ashram. Even samadhi was not the summum of realization. My heart wanted something which I did not find anywhere during my long journey from Mount Kailash to Kanyakumari. I stood in silence at the feet of the gigantic Gomateswara up the hill of Shravana Belagola when I was living among the Digambari Jain sadhus wearing just a cot piece. At midnight, a bright face rose like the sun in the crimson dawn, and a hymn from the Vedas came to my mind. There he rises, the brilliant sun, spreading 1,000 rays, the cosmic form of the effulgent splendor, unique light, life of beings. The crimson glory opened two lotus eyes, then coral lips emitted pearly smiles. I quickly remembered Ramana Maharishi and felt his inner call. I put a semicolon to my spiritual pilgrimage and went quickly to Arunagiri. I went up the hill, took a bath in the waterfalls, meditated in the Urupaksha cave and came down. Accidentally, Seshadri Swami met me and smiled at me. I went near him and in his silvery voice, he declared, "Go on and on, Sudhananda, until you go deep in and in." He accompanied me a few yards and ran away saying, "Run, run, Ramana waits for you. Go in and in." I reached Ramanashramam and entered the small shrine of the mother. There was a square room adjoining it, and Nayana stood up exclaiming, "Welcome, welcome, Swagatam." Ramana's gentle voice said, "Let Bharati come in. Bharati Varatam." I saw no human form. I felt dazed. An effulgence enveloped me. My mind disappeared into silence. I sat down, closed my eyes, and entered the inner cave. Nihitam Guhyam Yo Veda Nihitam Guhyam Parame Vyoman Sosnute Sarvan Kaman Saha Brahmana Vipaschita 8211. An hour passed like 5 minutes. I came back to myself, opened my eyes and saw Ramana's lotus eyes riveted on mine. He appeared like a linga spreading rays of burnished gold. Now you have felt that the cave is open, the I is the self nectar. After all these years of sadhana, here I experience a delightful inner reality which is beyond word and thought. Yatho vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha. I caught hold of his speech and shed tears of delight singing with Saint Manikavajikar, who sang, "Today thou hast risen in my heart, a sun destroying darkness. Blaze on, O light divine, swallowing I and mine. The self rose like the sun, the many merged into the one. Behold the beacon of I, inner light of every I, towering above he, she and it, a new dawn of inner delight." All songs that I dedicated to Bhagavan are contained in my book Arul Aruvi, Torrents of Grace. Nayana, whom I already knew in the Gurukulam, congratulated me saying, "Like myself, you have found the right guru in the right place. Now the cave is ready for you." Sri B.V. Narasimha Swami entered the room and said joyfully, "Happy, happy, Bhagavan has touched your heart." Then Niranjananda Swami called me to the dining room. I opened my bag and brought out groundnuts and plantains and gave them to Bhagavan. He took one fruit and a few nuts, and I took the rest as his prasad. That has been my diet for many years. The next morning, after my bath, I was meditating when Ramana came and we spoke for half an hour about practical self-realization. We had plenty of meetings during the nights. Maharishi is the beacon light of hope to seekers. He kept me in the Virupaksha cave silent. Only Nayana, Seshadri Swami and B.V. Narasimha Swami, who wanted to know about Sai Baba, used to visit now and then. Ramana gave a finishing touch to Shankara's Brahma Satyam, or Brahman is the unique reality. Bhagavan located that Brahman in the heart and called it heart itself. I shines the truth in the heart's core. That is Brahman. Be that, seek no more. Deepam crowds disturbed my cave life in Thiruvannamalai. Ramana made me live with Nayana in a mud cottage near the ashram. I had the joy of hearing Vedic hymns and Nayana's verses all day long as I remained silent and self-immersed and prepared myself for the future fulfillment of my life. The last day was fully spent at the feet of Bhagavan, and that was my golden day. What he taught me on that day sustained me for 25 years. The egoless I am is realization. The experience of I am is peace. The meaning of I is God. The outgoing mind is bondage. The ingoing mind is freedom. The heartward mind brings bliss. The restless worldly mind brings bondage and misery. The triads of knower, known and knowledge are one. You go to your cinema, observe the projected light. If the projected light fails, the whole show stops. Be self-centered and finish your work in silence and come out. The world is nothing but the objectified mind. It was not easy to depart from him who had won my heart. Bhagavan, I take leave of you, leaving my heart here. One boon I beg of you, Bhagavan, grant me the bliss of my true being. Ramana smiled and said, very good aspiration, that shall be. On my way to the station, Seshadri Swami met me and said, Mele Mele Bo, go to higher heights of realization. Heart is my home. My truth is the same, beyond form and name. In an article from The Call Divine in 1955, Sudhananda further describes his meeting with Sri Bhagavan. At this time, Maharishi rose up and came inside. The crowd was melting away for supper. The evening was solemn. Maharishi sat quiet near me. I touched his feet and then caught hold of his hands. His pulse was flowing into me. I saw his eyes. For Maharishi to me was his vision in and out. I saw the fire of knowledge radiating from those two red binocular-like eyes that saw the world around like a cinema show. His eyes darted into me. Tears flowed from my eyes. I did not move my tongue. Maharishi was reading my heart and mind, which were being saturated with divine consciousness. Silence for 5 minutes. Then Maharishi spoke out in a calm, mellow, silvery voice. Bharati, take refuge in silence. You can be here or there or anywhere. Fixed in silence, established in the inner I, you can be as you are. The world will never perturb you if you are well founded upon the tranquility within. You have a sankalpa to write out your inspirations, to bring out the Bharata Shakti, power of India. It is better to finish off sankalpas here and now and keep a clear sky within, but do it in silence. Gather your thoughts within, find out the thought center and discover your self-equipoise. In storm and turmoil, be calm and silent. I wept and mumbled, do you want me to remain? I felt I must come back the next day. Maharishi, after a deep silence, saw my face. After his gaze had sunk into me, he whispered, you must come back and you will, for everyone must come to this path. Wind wanders before returning to the silence of the Akasa. Are you saying that I will not return in a week? Maharishi smiled now and said, why a week? Even after years, you must come here. Only take refuge in silence. Allow karma to work itself out and march on in faith. You will not miss the goal. With this, he fell into trance while I fell at his feet. 1 hour passed, then half an hour more. My philosophically inclined friend also stood there, struck dumb. His questions were rushed into silence. I placed a lump of dates into the hands of the Maharishi. He took a piece and returned the rest to me. I understood. Today's date is a sweet one. It is the date when I received the message of silence. I must taste in silence each day of my life by having communion with the divine. For 2 decades, I was silence itself. Years later, I returned. The former simple ashram had disappeared. The body of the Maharishi had disappeared. But the vibrating presence whispered into me, silence, yet more silence. Sri V. Ganesan, in his beautiful collection titled Sri Ramana Periya Puranam, shares Sudhananda Bharati's counsel to him as follows. He came to Ramanashramam in 1970 to write the biography of Annamalai Swami. I received him and served him for a few days. Before leaving, he invited me to stay at his ashram in Chennai. I accepted his offer and found him to be most kind and affectionate. One day, he made me sit next to him and shared with me something that is very important for all of us. He said, Ganesan, I saw you managing the ashram and bringing out Arunachala as dust at Bhagavan's holy feet. Sri Sudhananda Bharati remained ever devoted to Sri Bhagavan throughout his long and active life. He worked tirelessly for causes that were dear to him and spread the greatness of Bharat through his writings and discourses. When asked his age, he would reply, "My age is courage." He attained Samadhi in 1990 at the age of 92.